Wanna praise forever. You know, for me,
just so thankful for this new year. Just new beginning, and God has given us the
good hey, oh, hey, oh,
Is nothing more powerful than giving God the praise.
Amen.
We bless God for all of his many blessings. Amen.
Amen.
But the power is in the praise. Hallelujah. The power, praise God, is in giving him the glory. It's in rejoicing, jumping around and acting a fool for the Lord. Come on. Care who sees you. Go ahead.
Exactly. You know, I always have a reference to my good old days. But I like in worshiping and praising God to like throwing your soul a pep rally.
You know,
you have to have a pep rally before the big game.
Right.
Yeah, it's like throwing your soul a pep rally.
Yes.
You get into the spirit, the mood, and you just get that electricity flowing through your spirit and your body and your mind, your heart. Out here and fight against the enemy one more time. Because whether you know it or not, he's coming. Whether you invite him or not, he's coming.
He's going to show up.
That's one thing about the enemy.
You don't miss it before. Yeah,
He just show up.
He ain't going to get up.
You got to know that. And like I say, praise and worship and you know, worshiping the Lord and Sunday mornings to me is like throwing your whole soul.
A pep rally.
Yeah. You know how we used to do at Jones in the auditorium?
Yeah.
On that stage, stomping and hollering. Running around with your jersey on for everybody to see that you're on the team. Getting ready for the game.
Well, by the time the game came, you had so much adrenaline pumping.
Oh, my God, you got to pop. You got the bus.
See, I was in the band.
Yes, Lord.
We ready. We coming into the stadium. We getting everybody pumped. We got everything going.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Just to get people ready for the game. That's what Sunday morning should be
like in your house.
When you get up on Sunday morning, you should understand I got to go to the pep rally get ready for the game of life. Come on. I got to go to the pep rally. Come on. I got to get me some word. I got to get me some praise and worship. I got to get a song in my heart. Come on.
In my spirit.
So that when the week comes, come on, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready.
Enough energy to fight.
To fight.
You got enough energy to fight. You got to renew your soul every Sunday.
I'm so excited.
Actually, every day, but through Sunday is the most important.
I'm so excited because it's the first Sunday of the year.
Yes, yes.
And I want to start off with prayer. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm gonna tell y'all something. You know, we go through a lot. We went through a lot last year.
Praise the Lord.
Don't get it twisted. Just because we went from the 31st to the 1st does not mean that the devil didn't took a break.
Right.
I'm trying to help you.
And the old folks you say, the devil is always.
Yes, always.
They weren't lying. Boy, look here. The older I got, the more I realized them people was not lying.
Oh, my God.
The devil is always busy in your life, man.
So this morning we want to start with prayer. Amen. We want to start with a sincere prayer to let God know that we love Him, that we give this year back to Him, and that He can have His way in our lives. Amen.
Marriages are restored.
So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now for your grace and your mercy.
Yes,
for everything that you have done for us, Father God. For bringing us, Father God, through many days and seen and unseen.
Yes.
Lord,
thank you, Father.
For us to just wake up into another year, a new year. A year that hasn't even been written about yet. Come on. A day that we have not even experienced yet. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning.
Lord, we
want to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because we know we wouldn't be here if it was not for you.
Lord, we ask,
Father God, that you order our footsteps this year, Father God. Not just this day, this month, but this year, Father God. Lord, help us to walk through doors that you open, glory to God, without hesitation, but full of faith, glory to God. Help us to have beyond the faith the size of a mustard seed, Father God. Help us to have faith, Father God, that will show that somebody else, praise God, would see that faith and move, glory to God,
unwavering
in your spirit.
Faith,
Lord, we thank you this morning because there's no one more powerful than you.
There's no one,
Father God, that can right wrong, Lord of God. There's no one, Father God, that can make a crooked way straight, Lord of God.
No one,
Father God, that can erase our past, Lord of God, and give us, Lord of God, a new name and a new future. There is none like you, Lord of God.
Amen.
And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we pray for those families that's going into this new year without their loved ones, Father God. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a keeper, glory to God. You are a healer, glory to God. You are a God of restoration. And Lord, we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord,
we pray over our year. We pray over our children. We pray over our property and precious. We pray over, Father God, hallelujah, our families, our marriages, glory to God, our relationship. We pray over our health right now. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you put a shield of protection all around us, glory to God, even though they say they have a vaccine, glory to God. Lord, we pray right now, glory
to
God. We trust you, Father God, for everything that we are and everything that we have, that we know, Father God, that whatever they are putting into our bodies, Father God, to so-called fight corona, glory to God. We ask, Father God, that you just keep us, Father God.
Bless it, Father.
Lord, even in that, protect us, Father God.
Lord,
we don't know what's in it, but Lord, we want to trust you, Father God. So whatever you would have us to do, Father God, lead us and guide us on today, Father God. Lord, we pray for our elders in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our senior citizens right now. Lord, they're leaving out of here, Father God, hallelujah. And we still have some beautiful seniors, praise God, still hold walking around. Hold them and cover them and protect them. Yes. Hold them in the hollow of your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. And Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yes. And Lord, as we get ready to start into our service, Father God, Lord, just guide us, Father God, in what to say, what to do, what to share.
We need a word.
We want to share a word that will cause somebody to say, what must I do to be saved?
Yes,
or how do I get even closer to my God? Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for it right now.
Usher you in, Lord.
In your son Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Felt good?
Did it feel good? I feel good. Hallelujah.
I feel good.
Yeah. This is a pep
rally.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's take a moment just to let him know that we trust him. Amen. Mm. This song, praise God, we just want to share it. And we want you to just get in your mind, just detox from the things of yesterday.
Detox,
praise God, and listen to this song, praise God. It says, I trust you.
Mm.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone you thought you could count on.
Yes. Been there.
Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you.
Yes, sometimes.
But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
All I can see and I can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. My nights may seem low, and I feel so alone. Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts trouble through my mind. And I wonder how I will make it through this time, but I'll trust, though it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you
seem far away, but I'll trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know I can make it.
I'll trust you, Lord. You have never failed me.
You never failed me, Lord.
Still controls me.
Glory. Yes,
Lord. I can only trust you. No one else.
Hallelujah.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts.
I'm trusting you.
Yes, I will. trust you. I will trust you. Hey, glory to God.
Song, because that's one of my things that I tell people all the time. I dare you to trust me all you got. And I had to, you know, I hope you don't mind me bringing up a testimony. You know, I love to testify about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And how he's worked in my life. Because I tell you, it was so hard at times to just fall back from being me and trusting him.
Come on now.
You know, because so much of my life I spent trying to do it myself.
Come on
because
now.
Because I thought I was the key to getting it done. You know, I was always taught that a man makes it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a man cannot make it happen without the man.
Oh, you better come on here.
You know what
here.
I'm saying? And once you get that in your spirit.
Amen.
And start to understand that you got to.
Come on.
You know, I tell people all the time, got to is a powerful thing. Want to and need to is something else, but got to is the most powerful thing. And I say you got to.
Come on.
Trust him with all you got.
If
you want to keep it, if you want it to flourish, if you want it to prosper.
It to you. Come on.
Right. You got to trust him with it. And like you always say, give it back to him. Give it back to the Lord and let him fix it. Okay. Don't try to put your hands in it so fast. Because of your mistrust or distrust, rather, of God. If you trust him, give it to him and let him handle it.
And let him handle
watch him handle it. Sometimes all you got to do is step back and watch in amazement and wonderment at the things that he does in your life.
Come on.
I know that worked so many times for me in my past. And I cannot lie and say that I've always trusted him. But I know he's always been there.
Come on.
Because I can look back on the times that I thought it was me. And I got to know that wasn't me, man. You ain't that good. You ain't that powerful.
You ain't
that kind of understanding, that kind of wisdom,
come
that kind
on.
Of knowledge,
come
that
on.
Discernment.
Come
that
on.
Was God right there with you.
God.
You know, and the thing about it is when you start to look back over the road that you travel.
Yeah.
And the hills and the valleys that you've been through, you got to understand that God was there with you at all those times. And he's been there with me. I can honestly pray honestly say and understand that he has always been there for me. He has never, ever, I've let him down time and time again, but he has never let me down. And I just want to say thank you, Father, for what you've done in my life and what you're going to continue to do in my life.
And
we need to get that in our spirit and understand that God is a healer for whatever ails you. You know, we have ailments in our life, and not only physically, but spiritually we're sick.
Spiritually, come on.
You know, and we all
I
said we all, exactly.
But I want to emphasize that because
right.
a lot of times we, some of us feel like we worse off. I'm worse off than you, you know. But the thing is, sin is sin, and issues are issues. And God said, He looks at His children and He says, "I gotta help them through that. I gotta help them get delivered from that." You know,
right.
It's because of His love. Amen. This, you know, and I think I said it on our video the other day. So many people try to make one sin bigger than the other. And I like to call them issues too, because we have to understand that, like you said, it ain't no power within you that can fix anything.
Right.
It's because God has set Himself on the throne of your heart that you're able to battle some of the toughest things in your life.
You better believe it. And you know that song reminded me of the songwriter said, sometimes things are so difficult, it feels like God is so far away.
Oh, so far away, it feels like.
Right, it feels like, but He's not.
Come on.
He's right there with you.
He's right there
with
you.
I want you to know that.
In the storm.
In the midst of the storm.
In your pain. Matter of fact, when the pain comes, he's closer to you than you have ever experienced Him in your life.
You know, I often reminded of the story about Jesus and walking on the water. When He told him, "Step on out there."
Step on out there. Come on.
He started walking on the water.
Uh-huh.
And God was right there with him.
Yeah.
But then he took his focus off of God. And he started to sink. And what did God do? He reached His hand out.
But He had to tell him, "Oh, you a little faith.
Yeah.
Now do you see the place where you have an issue?"
Right.
Oh, my
God. Stuck His hand out. And he reached His hand back out to God. And what happened? He rolled back up on that water. Yeah. It walked on in.
He picked him right up.
In the midst of that storm.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people hear that story and read that story and don't think about the power of that story.
My God.
That's just how we get. We will get out in the middle of our storm. We know God.
Yeah.
We know Him for our own self.
Come on.
And we get out in the midst of our storms and we start to forget about it and take our focus off and start looking at everything around us and trying to find help from everybody else around us. And these people ain't never been able to help you before. So why did you think they were going to help you now?
Come on.
All of a sudden, when we lose our focus on Jesus, we start sinking in our storm.
And
we start drowning and floundering in the water and struggling.
He wants us to know where the power is.
Right.
Now, this is the thing. It's not to make a fool out of you, but to help you understand. Let me tell you something about God. God is, He's like right there. You ever seen somebody sitting on the edge of their seat? They just waiting on you to say something to them. That's how God is with us.
Right,
He's just waiting on us to ask Him. He's waiting on us to depend on Him. He's waiting on us to say, "Lord, I can't handle it. God, I can't handle it. Take it."
And I liken it to this, that God is like when you was a little kid and they took your training wheels off your bicycle and your daddy would walk behind you and let you try to take off riding and you start wobbling and shaking. What daddy? We grab that seat. I got you, son. You ain't going nowhere. He'll hold on to the back of that seat till you start riding, pedaling again. Then he let it go and let you go and go. And then as soon as you start wobbling again, he'll grab you.
Hold on, baby. I got you.
I ain't gonna let you fall. See, and that's how we gotta look at God in our life.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? God know that He wants us to take the training wheels off our life and ride by ourselves.
Yeah.
But don't ever think that He's not there to catch you if you start wobbling.
Come on.
Look, if we gonna wobble.
You gonna wobble.
We gonna wobble. Sometimes you're gonna almost fall.
Yeah.
And He's gonna grab you.
And He's gonna grab you.
And guess what? Even if you do fall all the way on the ground, guess what? He's gonna be there to pick you up, dust you off, and put you back. He's gonna grab the back of that seat again and let you start taking off again. And then when you get your pedaling, he's gonna let you go.
He's gonna let you go.
And that's all right. You know, it's all right to fall sometimes in your walk with God.
I love that you are sharing this because it's a lot of my sisters and brothers who have sat down because they feel like they've fallen too far down. But it was a song that a songwriter wrote that said, "If I have to reach way down, If he has to reach way down, he will pick you up. That's just the bottom line. Right. You can never think, and that's the trick of the enemy. We were talking about this morning. That's the trick of the enemy, to make you think that you have fallen so far down that you can't get up. Because it's not the fall that trips us up. It's when we get up.
Exactly.
And the enemy get to having a conversation. You don't want to go back and, wait a minute, where you going? You done did this, you done did that. It's like he has a desperate need to keep you in that place. So he talks to you and tells you, God don't want you. You done fail. You right. ought to be, or he'll tell you, you ought to be embarrassed that you failed. Why would you go to, they going to judge you and all right. this. But let me tell you something. This ain't about them. This is about God. And we talk about, we always talk about people and they say and them who is they? Listen, get them out your spirit and understand that God is a redeemer. God is a God of restoration. God, listen, he has set up a plan for you to be able to get out of whatever situation that the enemy has brought into your life. When he looked at Job, the enemy was minding his own business.
Right.
Do you understand? He was going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Right? He was just out there. And then the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job?
Exactly.
Right? So it's like God turned the enemy in Job's direction.
Right.
But watch this. He turned the enemy in Job's direction so that he could show the enemy that Job, no matter what, Job is going to trust.
Right, come on. Right, right.
Job might get weak sometimes, but even in his weakness, he gonna trust.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So we have to understand that God is trusting us to trust him. Come on. Hallelujah.
Right, right, right.
If you can trust God, he could turn any situation in your life around. Mm. It doesn't matter how far you fail, Jesus can pick you up. Come on.
And let me tell you what happens a lot of times, because it didn't happen to me, so that's why I can testify to this. What the enemy wants to do is have you in shame.
Yeah.
You know, that shame is what will keep you from going back to God and going back to the church, going back to the people who love you, the ones who will nurture that godly spirit in you and get you closer in a better relationship with God. The devil will put that shame in your life and make you think that shame is so strong that you can't outdo it. And God don't want you to feel that shame. That is not of God. Shame is not of God at all.
At all.
And see, the thing about it is we will get the feeling like, man, I done done too much. I done failed too far. I done went too far into sin. Mm. That my shame, your shame will keep you in that sin and won't let you turn back around walk back toward God. And see, what God wants you to do is just stop right where you are.
Yeah,
turn around and call on his name.
Come on.
And no matter how far you've fallen,
come on.
As you said, the songwriter wrote, he'll reach down
and pull you up. Why? Because he loves.
Because he loves.
And I always tell y'all,
his love surpasses all.
And I always tell y'all, the enemy cannot go to heaven. He cannot experience God anymore. So he don't want you to.
Exactly.
He knows that God loves you. He knows that you are chosen. He knows that great things are going to come out of your life. So what does he do? He tries to make you feel like that the promises of God are so far away from you and that you are so unworthy of it that you will not. Let me tell you something. That's a trick of the enemy. These conversations that the enemy is having with you always put you in a place where you cannot. Where you can't hear the voice of God. He wants to be talking so much that you cannot hear the voice of God. But let me tell you something. God is always right there. He said he's closest. He draws nigh to those, and he's closest to those that are of a contrite and broken spirit.
Exactly.
So, amen. So what if you're broken? He's right there.
Right.
He's not, you know, I heard the comedian say he's a whisper away, but he is.
Exactly.
He really is. Listen, I was going through a fight of my life, feeling the shame of where I was. I lay down at the foot of my bed, listen, crying, rolling, whatever I was doing. And God answered me immediately. He answered and began to move immediately.
Right.
Why? Because I took myself out of it and I gave it to him.
Yeah, exactly. Put it in his hand.
I said, Lord, I realize I can't
you
do
know,
it.
I said he laughed when you were talking about the trick of the enemy. You know, I liken it to nowadays I can tell, you know, people, I like to put things in something that we can understand. easily. And I liken it to the fact that, like Donald Trump, when he got ready to be elected, when he running for president, he asked black people, "You already doing bad. What you got to
lose?
By voting for me." And so many fools went out and voted for him because he said, "What do you have to lose by voting for me? You got everything to lose. That's just how the enemy will come into your life. Well, you already doing this. What you got to lose? You might as well go on and do that too."
Yeah, cause you know, but see, that's another, like you say, are we on the trick of the enemy? I guess God don't want you to go into this next year.
Right. Falling for them tricks.
He said, because my sheep know my voice and exactly. The stranger's voice, they will not follow.
Exactly.
You have to understand that the enemy comes, he's a deceiver. Now, he don't have no power. I want to help you with something. He don't have no power, but he tries to influence. He has conversations with you.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go back to Adam and Eve. Eve had a conversation with a serpent. She had a conversation with something that she had dominion over. And when she had that conversation, it caused things to get out of alignment.
That was the influence.
Come on. And we got to understand, when you are in a conversation with the enemy, things are out of alignment. And you have to understand that. When you got negative thoughts and people around you with negative conversations,
right.
You got
that influence.
You got to check your atmosphere too.
Exactly.
Because why is your atmosphere conducive for negativity?
So you got to
go back in prayer. You got to begin to filter through or sift through the things that you have surrounded yourself with and say, "Lord, okay, I need you to purify
and remove this
stuff from my life." Because obviously, if a person can walk into my atmosphere and say and do anything. Then I need to check my what I'm doing.
Right. If they feel comfortable doing that, then there is a reason for that. You need to check. You need to talk to God about filtering out whatever that is in your life that is allowing, where the enemy feels like he has some type of reservations or some type of right to be there in your life. There is a reason for it.
Now watch this.
So you're here.
Well, you know how we do.
Yeah.
A right. He feels like he have a right. There's something there.
Right.
Now let me just minister something to you. Anytime you have anything that belongs to the devil, he does have a right to come in.
Exactly.
Now, you know, I'm going to break it down.
If
you kick somebody out your house, let me help. You kick them out your house, all right? Now, you didn't get rid of their stuff, okay? When they call the police and they tell the police, "Hey, they put me out, I need to go in and get my stuff."
Right.
I live there.
Right.
Or they pay a bill there. I'm trying to help
getting
you.
Get mail there. Now.
I'm trying to help
you. Guess
what that police officer going to say? You got to let them in.
Right.
Why? Because there's something in there that belongs to them.
Yeah.
And when you allow the enemy to leave stuff all over and through your house.
Right.
Come on. Then he has a right to come in.
Come on in.
If you let him leave attitudes and you get the compromise
and you begin to do things that are other, guess what?
When the enemy knocks at your door, well, matter of fact, he's gonna walk in, he's gonna climb through the window, he gonna push the AC in and come in. He gonna come through the garage. Why? Because you have something there that belongs to him.
Exactly.
So when you When you're through with something, you got to sever it. It's the same thing. Listen, these spirits, Lord, I sever this spirit off of my life. Lord, this spirit of loneliness, this spirit of depression, this spirit of
anger,
this spirit of addiction, party, this spirit despair. Of abandonment, despair, bitterness.
Right.
I sever the ties from my life through the power of God. When you do it that way, it cannot come back. Why?
Done.
Because you have given God the authority to come in and clean your house.
Exactly. Amen.
I think I blessed somebody today.
I know you blessed
me. You have given God. We don't give our house back over to God. We invite God in when we want him to be there. Lord, okay, now this is too heavy. Come on in. No, give him your whole house. Give him your business. Give him your children.
Right. And there's a saying, as for my house.
Me and my house. You better say it.
will bless the Lord.
We will serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
Now let me tell you.
And you have to get that in that house.
Oh my God.
If you don't, you'll see a fire over here in that corner. Next thing you know, there's another little fire over
Come
there.
On.
Then there's a fire right there.
Come on.
And there's another fire over there. Because you letting fire stay in your house because your whole house ain't serving the Lord.
Ain't serving the Lord.
And see, until you get that in there. And like you say, let the Lord come in and clean out all the old raggedy spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, because I liken it to the fire in the corner because that's where we forget to sweep sometimes.
Yeah,
you gotta sweep in them corners. Get that little cracks and crevices. Get that out that but corner. And God are getting that corner.
But you said something.
Yes.
If you don't declare that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You are leaving that space for the enemy. Watch
this. Right, you need to crack in your
How can the enemy take over the house? He has to bind the strong man. What am I saying? He has to come in and the one that's the head of the household. Yes,
right.
I'm going into the household. The one that's the head of the household that runs the house.
Right.
Right. If you are under the influence of the enemy, then you every now and again to say the devil is a lie or something like that, then you are already captivated by the activity of the enemy, okay?
Right.
But when you are the head of the house and you are sold out for God and you have set a standard in your house, I don't care who it is, they will have to come in there and be under submission to the power that lies in that house. If I say don't smoke in my house, you're not going to smoke in my house. Right. If I say don't drink in my house, you're not going to drink in my house.
Yeah.
Watch this. But if my husband ain't in agreement, guess what? Somebody just might come in there and smoke.
Right.
Guess what? The head of my household got to stand up and say, hey, we don't allow this around here.
Exactly.
Right?
It's
as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Some of the hardest times, let me just go on the women of God.
Go ahead.
Some of the hardest times that women of God have is when the woman of God has received God, but the husband has. So she is in a tug of war with the spirits that he's bringing in and the spirit. Come on.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to serve God and he's trying to do stuff the way he want to do it. Mm. So guess what? Now you got a clash in the household. You got a war going on in the household.
Mm.
You want your wife to submit. Your wife is saved. She's trying to submit to you. You don't know the Lord. Come on, ain't trying to serve him, but you want all the benefits of a saved wife. Oh my Lord, yes, hallelujah.
Yes, talk about
you're going to have to come into alignment as well. Give your life to Christ. You want your household to be in order. You want your household to reflect what God has said. Come on, come on. Mm. You won't have to come into submission. The enemy, he preys on the head of the household. He wants you distracted. He wants you cheating. He wants you out there gambling. He wants you drunk. He wants you beating on the wife. He wants you doing all of these things. Mm. Why? So he can tear down that house.
Yes. That's the easiest way for him to tear down.
I'm going in here. Yes. Why are we talking about the household? Watch this. I'm going here. The wife is the walls. The husband is the door. And God is the roof. I'm going to help somebody today.
Yes, yes.
The husband is the door, the wife is the wall, and God is the roof.
That's a strong house.
Now watch
if it's under the submission of God.
Now watch this. If anybody can get in the door, it don't matter what it's covered with. I'm trying to help you.
Right.
If anybody get in the door, the covering of the roof don't matter.
Exactly.
If the walls and the doors, I'm trying to help somebody. You know, I like to break it down and make it plain. I'm trying to help somebody.
Yes.
We're going into a new year. You want your household to come into alignment with the power of God. The only way to do that is get your house in order.
Yes, yes.
Wife, you want your husband, come on, to do right or whatever. You need to submit. Oh, I know I stepped on somebody's toe, but submission is the key.
Right.
The husband submits to you. You submit to the husband.
Right.
And God, listen, and God covering that thing, anything y'all pray gonna come to pass.
Yes, it will.
Why? Because y'all in one accord.
Yes, Lord.
He said if y'all ain't in one accord, your prayers will be hindered.
Yes, yes.
We done went over with it. Listen, we gonna go with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
obviously we got some backsliding going on. Obviously we got some households that's out of order. Exactly. Let me scoop this over. Obviously we got some children that's out of line. But God said it comes back to the structure of the household.
Yeah,
the household ain't set up right. You got to make sure it's set up and in alignment what God said in his word.
And what they say, God don't bless no mess.
God don't bless no mess. And you want to live it raggedy.
Right.
And then you want God to bless you perfectly. It's not going to work. You can't live it raggedy and want God to bless it. Come on, perfectly. It's not going to work.
He ain't going to let you forge his name on that knee.
You can't forge it. Come on.
He ain't going to let you forge your name. You know, all these kids, they send a letter home and you get mad.
You sign it
yourself.
You sign your own report card.
Look, you right handed, you sign it with your left hand so it look like your mom and him writing or something.
I ain't going to do it no more.
I ain't going to do it. You trying to forge God's name your mess.
Yeah, you trying
it's
to
not
go.
Happen.
And listen. Don't think you're getting away with anything.
Oh, no. He sees it all.
Because God sees it all.
Yes.
God sees it all. Just imagine this whole world with all these, in these neighborhoods and no roof on the house. Mm-hmm. That's how God looks at the, he's looking down in your dollhouses and he's saying, look at this right
look at
here.
This mess, yeah.
And now watch her get dressed up to go to church. Look at how he talking to her. Now watch him get dressed up to go run the church. Oh my God. Mm. If you cannot run your house, you cannot run the church.
Amen.
Come on. And that don't mean beating on your wife and stealing from your children and using their social security numbers. I'm gonna sip this coffee. To get your lights on.
Right.
Just say
right. Yeah, get it
just
right.
Just say it's the year of new beginnings. You started off the way you wanted to go. Thank you, CC. You started off the way you wanted to go.
Amen.
This year, if you want prosperity, miracles, and blessings from God, because when God gave it, he had no sorrow with it, and can't nobody take it from you. If you want it that way, then submit.
Exactly.
Submit your household. Sit your family down and say, y'all, this year, 2021, we're going to do it the way God say do it.
Exactly.
We're not going to do, listen, I know a lot of people doing it any kind of way and however they stand it, don't take all that, but it take that and then some.
But what I always say, I dare you to trust
him. I dare you to trust him.
Yeah, try it. You tried everything else.
Let me tell y'all something.
Try God this time. See how
me and my husband, this past year, 2020, me and my husband made, I don't call it sacrifices, but it is. Any monies that come into the house go straight into our ministry. Our ministry, and then God give us for what's for us.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it has worked out that way. Yes. I go to my husband, I say, honey, and people gonna laugh, but this is what I do. Even though I work four jobs, some of y'all gonna be like, what? I work four jobs. Watch this. And when the money come in, it goes into our joint
account.
Yes. What I say, baby?
Joint
account. I want to help somebody.
Yes.
But when I understand order, I understand discipline. So I say, honey, I'm going to go and get this. Can I do it? Somebody say, you ask your husband, can you spend your own money? Because it ain't my, it's our money.
Right.
And plus, we're trying to do kingdom work.
Yes.
Come on, hallelujah. And we want God to bless it. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes my husband will say, no, we can't get that right now. And guess what I do? You know, sometimes I say, oh, really? Okay, whatever. But guess what? I repent and submit to it. And guess what? Next thing you know, we got an overabundance of what we need. And I'm not only able to get what I asked for, but I got more.
Don't show up.
I'm trying to
Amen.
Help. We got a call this year. We went over to get some clothes for from a young man for our clothing pantry, right? Next thing you know, he had a computer and all that stuff in his house. He was moving because God was going to, you know, bring
Bless
people in to
do.
Build him a whole new house. So he was just giving. So we sitting at home. My husband get a phone call. God told me, what did God tell you?
He said, God told me to give this extra computer in here and this printer to your ministry.
To your ministry.
I said, well, praise the Lord.
And I ain't talking about no little Canon printer.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about big industrial print.
Big, what is
with
that?
Paper and ink.
It's what is that one of
It don't matter. It don't matter. It's HP. It don't matter what kind of print it is. What matters is God opened up the door.
Yes, yes.
See, you gotta understand. You gotta be. You gotta be in the right place at the right time. So when God opened up the window and pour out the blessing, you right there with the bag open.
Right there in line.
See, some of y'all can't catch the blessing because you ain't got your bag open. You don't know where your bag is. You all off track. You over here when you supposed to be over there. And some folk right now supposed to be sitting up in here in this ministry. But they won't do it because they want glitz and glam and all that. I ain't mad at you. But once you get in order, once you come and join this ministry and get in order and do work for the kingdom. See, we do kingdom work.
Right.
We getting ready next week. We're going downtown.
Right.
Rita ignited a fire in me. I used to love to go downtown, but guess what? I'm going downtown. We're taking the trailer. We're taking some clothes. We're going to take some speakers, and we're going to preach the gospel. We're going to have masks on, and we're going to give out clothes. We're going to give out toiletries. We're going to bless people.
Yes, because we're able to. Because God has set it up that
and
way.
And it's just something we like to do.
It's not our power.
It's in
it's
us.
God's power. And he put that fire
it's
in us.
It's something we like to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
So at this time, we had a good banter with you.
You know, when about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit come in to tell you to talk about certain things.
You got to go with it.
You got to go ahead and go with it because let me tell you something.
This is platform.
There is a household out there and a person in need of that word
of that
we just
word.
Passed on.
You
and then now that they were looking for an answer from God
and
for
is.
Some of the things in their life that was going on and they didn't have no understanding about it.
Come on.
And there it was
and
right there.
Is.
And that's a word from God.
My God.
Now let's go into this morning's scripture reading. I'm because we done the testimonies and whatnot.
And Lord,
so I'm gonna go with this morning's scripture is coming from Romans 6:6 from the King James Version. And the book reads, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
Oh, Lord.
That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Oh, my
Amen.
God.
And I think that is an appropriate verse for the new year, because we have to understand that through Christ, all our sins were crucified. The old man was crucified with Christ on that cross. And the thing is, I don't care what you used to be. You know, because I used to be a lot of things.
Yeah, I got a couple
and
of
I,
used to be
certificates. I got a whole, I got used to be t-shirts, hats, certificates,
jeans,
diplomas, all kind of used to be stuff. And I tell people all the time, what kind of bee don't sting?
I used to be.
He won't hurt you no more. Because if you used to be, you ain't no more.
You ain't no more. You,
know, you don't have to be no more. Put it
come
like
on,
that. You don't
on.
Have to be, especially through the word of God.
Yeah.
You are no longer what you used to be.
Yeah.
You are now a new creature, and God wants you to flourish and be prosperous in the new creature that he has created. Mm-hmm. And if you allow him in your heart,
come on now,
and let him take over and let him guide your spirit and your footsteps.
Yeah.
You will be a completely new creature. Yeah. Won't nobody even recognize you sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I got so many people that have come to me in this past few months, the last few months of this year, you know, they don't even hardly recognize me as James.
Just,
they know JD.
Yeah.
You know, the old JD. Man, I remember when we used to. Yeah, we used to. I remember when you used to. Yeah, I used to. But I don't know more.
No more. Come
on. You know, I don't know more through the grace of God.
Come on.
And through me being a new creature in Christ,
mm-hmm.
I don't know more.
Yes.
You know, I used to be. I don't sting like that no more.
Come on. Come
you know,
on.
So I just want you to get that in your spirit and understand that you don't have to be what you used to be.
Come on.
Your sins and your transgressions were crucified on that cross with Jesus.
With Jesus.
So you have to understand that because of his sacrifice, you are a new creature when you come to Christ. All you have to do is accept him into your life and bring him in and usher him in to all of your things that you are doing in your life and you're trying to get done in your life.
Amen.
And you too will be a used to be.
Yes.
And I thank God for what I used to be. And that I no longer am. And I know who keeps me from being what I used to be.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord.
Through the power.
Breaking the yoke of bondage.
Through the power
of the word of God.
That's our motto here.
I used to have a yoke of bondage. Let me tell you.
The yoke of bondage through the power.
Ooh, that yoke used to be so heavy.
Come on.
So strong.
And it is heavy.
Yeah.
You think about the lifestyle you live and how much it took just to preserve that lifestyle.
Oh, my Lord.
Come on.
I don't want to even talk about it. I don't even want to think about it.
Think about it.
Look, I get weary and tired
just thinking about the thing,
the loads I used to have to carry by myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I sit back now and I laugh when trouble come my way.
Yeah.
When, you know, it say, you know, when trouble come your way, you have to cry sometimes. I laugh. You know, I've cried. But you know, crying is not a bad thing sometimes.
You know, that's my favorite song.
Yeah. Well,
trouble in my way.
I have to cry sometimes. Yes, I do. But let me tell you something. Through that crying comes my laughter at the end.
Amen.
Because I know that there's victory on the other side.
Come on.
You know, I used to didn't know that. And I would just sit there and cry all night and in the morning. You know, it's all right to cry at night sometimes. But in the morning, you got to know.
You gotta know
that there's victory on the other side.
Amen.
And you can stop crying. Your crying is like taking your soul to the laundromat. you know what I'm saying? And who was that? That Life Genesis.
Yeah.
Who sings a song that crying is like taking your soul to the laundromat. And that's true, because sometimes those tears wash away those hurt, that anguish, that pain.
That's true.
All that you're going through that made you cry.
Come on, hallelujah.
No, you got to know that through those tears, you got to kind of smile, because you know that there's victory on the other side. And I thank God for that, man. And I think that verse is so appropriate for us starting out this new year, understanding that we can be a new creature in a new year with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get ready for more praise and worship.
Yes.
And Brother James will be right back. He has to go and take care of something right quick. So we're going to get into this song that says, "Let the Lord rise among us." Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praise of the Lord rise among us. Let me pray. God, amen. Let the peace of the Lord rise among us. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing like praise God, praising him. Amen. When the praises go up, the blessings come
down. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, amen.
At this time, praise God, you may see scrolling at the bottom of your screen our Cash App. If you want to give, amen, it's a blessing to give. Hallelujah. I want you to give, amen, with a joyful heart. Praise God, amen. I want you to give, amen, knowing that God is going to bless you 100-fold for your giving. Praise God, amen. Whatever size gift that you want to give, amen, we welcome it, praise God. And we want you to know, praise God, that we are very, very grateful for the things that you contribute to our ministry, praise God, amen. It may seem small to you, praise God, but it's big to us, praise God, amen. That somebody, praise God, sees our ministry, praise God, sees what we are doing, amen, and just decide, hey, let me sow a seed. So again, our Cash App is scrolling at the bottom of the screen, praise God. If you would like to give, amen, you can give your offering there. Also, we want to just open up, we like to say open up the doors of the church, amen.
Yes.
To let you know, in this year, praise God, amen, we want to be your pastor, praise God. We welcome you. If God is calling you to this ministry, praise God, to be a part of this ministry, praise God, we are located at 5301 Polk Street. Inbox me or Elder Daniels, he's under James Daniels, amen, mm-hmm. on Facebook. Inbox us, praise God, and we would love for you to be a part of our service. Glory to God, a part of, because the bottom line is, it says, how can we hear without a preacher? And how can he preach lest he be sent? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need that shepherd, praise God. You need somebody that you can call. You need somebody that you can talk to, praise God. And I'm going to tell you something. We're not perfect. Come on, hallelujah. We're not perfect. We are believing God, amen, hallelujah, to make it in as well. But we want to walk the walk with you, praise God. We want to pray for you. We want to pray for your family. Amen. We want you to know that you are not alone. Glory to God. Mm. You, like I said, if you need a church home, praise God. Amen. We have opened up our doors to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Daniel, you want to say anything else before we get into the word?
I just want to thank the Lord for the girls coming in.
Amen.
And joining us for service. Because we are, like I said, we're in a new year. And we need to understand that, you know, our family and our household needs all the blessings that we can get.
Amen.
And the more we hear the word, the better off we are.
Amen.
And the more we flourish in the word.
Amen. Next Sunday, we will be, y'all know we change it up. Amen. Next Sunday, we will be downstairs in our open space, praise God, for a wonderful service. We will have a special guest, Dre OG. He will be here ministering in gospel rap, praise God. Amen. His ministry is so powerful.
When I say
a man that God brought in from the streets, my God. And God is using him. Woo. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And God is yet, he has a voice. He can sing. He can rap. Let me tell you something. But he's doing it for the Lord. Amen. For the kingdom, praise God. So he's going to be in the house with us next Sunday. And we are so, so excited about his presence. Praise God. At this time, we want to get into the word. Amen. Get into the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that God is going to do some great and marvelous things for you this year. Our word today is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your presence on this morning.
Yes, we thank you, Father God,
for just giving us another opportunity to make your praise glorious.
Yes, yes.
Another year to get to exhibit who you are. And Father God, for you to pour into our lives, not just material things, Father God, but enrich our spirit, Father God, with love, with peace, with joy, that we may continue to spread your gospel. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. We ask that you pray over every ministry. I thank you, Father God, for my apostles, Apostle Harris and Apostle Smith, Father God.
Touch them, Father,
right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for my pastor, Pastor Jordan Gray, and my pastor, Pastor James Smith, Father God. Cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow, Father God. Bless them in a mighty way as they do what you call them to do this morning. Now I decrease, Father God, that you may increase, that this word may be of a sweet smelling savor to you, and that it may fall on good ground. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We can say we lost some things this year, but we can also say we gained some things this year. Amen. It may not be physical things. Some of you may not have gained physical things, but you did gain some wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all these things are worthy of his praise. Amen. If you are not accustomed to giving him the praise for the things in your life this year, get it accustomed to it. If you're not used to praying over everything,
get it
accustomed to it. Amen. You used to pray. You used to this. Well, guess what? It ain't too late to get it started again. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. So I wanted to talk about new way of talking, new way of walking, and new way of thinking. Amen.
Yes,
glory
to
God. Hallelujah. And, one of the things that I do know that we underestimate, and that's the power of God to change us. Amen.
Yes.
We wait for the change to come, to drop out of the sky. We wait for God to come down and say, hey, pop our hand and say, don't you smoke that no more. Don't you go there no more. Don't you lie no more. Don't you sleep around no more. We wait on God to come down and literally physically take us out of our stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But it is a process on the way to deliverance. Amen. We want to get in our spirit for this year that 2021 is not a resolution, but it's a decision. Amen.
Right. Amen.
This year is new. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
I will not take old things with me this year.
Right.
I dropped them off at 12/31/2020. I dropped them off at that address. Come on. Hallelujah. Left them there. I don't remember what they look like, smell like, none of that. Amen. I left them there. It's a mindset that you have to have in order to deal with a new beginning in this year. Amen.
Amen.
Well, over verse 17, praise God. Verse 17 says, therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New amen.
Creature.
Okay, creature. Y'all know I like to rightly divide it, praise God. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, you got to first know where you are. Amen.
Exactly.
You got to first know. If you notice, a lot of the scriptures, they show possession. Praise God. Amen. Who do you belong to? Mm-hmm. Amen. Is Christ in you? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that Christ is a part of your life? Some of us, praise God, we talked about this last week, have grandma salvation. We have mama salvation. Well, I'm here to tell you, praise God, in order for you to walk in the new, praise God, you got to accept them to yourself. Come on, hallelujah.
Oh, so.
The reason some of us can't get delivered today, praise God, because we wait no mama to pray a powerful prayer. We wait no granny to pray a powerful prayer. She going to say something one day that's going to trigger the new person that I'm supposed to be in Christ. No, you have to take responsibility for where you are, and you have to make a decision that for God I live and for God I die. Come on. Jesus
Amen.
Christ gave his life for you, praise God, that you may live a life of abundance. Come on, hallelujah. But it takes you making a decision to walk away from your old self. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. It says he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Come on, hallelujah. What's our subject? A new way of talking. Come on, a new way of walking. Why? Now, when we come to Christ, you got to learn, praise God, what's not of God. And you got to learn, praise God, amen, how he walks, how he thinks, amen. Glory to God, the things that could separate us from him. But a lot of times we get saved and we feel like that's enough. We have accepted Jesus
right.
Christ and we feel like that's enough.
Right.
But now you got to go into his manual, praise God, and find out what he said, amen, glory to God, will get you into the kingdom, amen. It ain't just enough to receive Jesus Christ. Now you got to walk like Jesus. Come on. You got to talk like Jesus. Come on. You got to think like Jesus and let this mind be in you, which is also in who? Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
How can we get old things to pass away? First of all, you got to get rid of you. Somebody will catch that later. You got to get rid of you. You got to get rid of all your baggage. You got to get rid of all your, this the way I do things. This just the way I am. You got to get rid of all of that. Come on, hallelujah. And you got to take on the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And you can't do that without going to the word of God. You can't do that without finding out who Jesus Christ is. Yes, you know him to be a blesser. You know him to be a mind regulator. You know him to be a doctor that never lost a patient. Okay. But do you know him through this word? Do you know
Amen.
The miracles that he worked? Do you know what? Oh, Lord, have mercy. When the enemy went to try him, praise God, went to tempt him, do you know what he said? Come on. Do you know how he dealt with it?
Right. Amen.
He wants us to know him. He wants us to be in relationship with him. We just talked about just a few minutes ago. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But do you know what it is to serve the Lord?
Right. Amen.
We're talking about a new, fresh beginning. A new, fresh beginning is saying I'm walking away from all of my stuff from the past. See, some of us, we want to go forward. Come on. We want to be in Jesus, but we want to hold on to some of our stuff. And we end up not being where we need to be in him because we still got too much stuff. Y'all know I'm going to talk about that bag later. It said, praise God, behold, all things are become new. He can't make you new and he can't dwell with you until you let some stuff go.
Right. Right, exactly.
Well, Lord, you could come on into my relationship, but I don't need your here in my business. Lord, you can come over here, but I'm going to do this over here. And then when you get in trouble, you want to call on his name, but you don't want to deal with him. You don't want to just give it out to him. You want to compartmentalize. Lord, well, you know, my finances, I can't, so I'll put you over there.
Right.
I can handle this woman.
Right.
Lord, I'm going to, you know, I ain't too fond of these people over here, so get them, Jesus. you know, that's how we do God.
That's how we do, exactly.
But if we really want everything that God has for us and we really want to see God really bless us, why not just give it all to him and say, Lord, here, I'm going to trade this in. Come on. When you go trade your car in, you don't say, give me the tires because I paid. When you go to trade your car, you don't say, well, I just put a new rear view mirror. Take that out of there.
Let me get that.
Lord, you don't do that.
No, you don't.
You get them the whole car in hopes that they give you what you want to ride in. Come on.
A new car. With that smell in it.
With that new car smell.
Yes.
But sometimes we want to take some stuff with us.
Yeah, and still want the new car.
Y'all ever heard that saying, you can take the girl out the ghetto, but take the ghetto out the girl?
Yeah.
In other words, she'll go get a house in a nice neighborhood, but she'll still park the cars on the grass.
Nah.
That's how some of us are. God will give us a whole new life, but we still want to do what we want to do. We still want to smoke in the house. We still want to cuss people out. We still want to handle people rough. We still want to do, but we don't want to, listen. My mama say it all the time, you want the blessor, but you want the blessings, but you don't want the blessor.
Exactly. Amen. So many.
I guess she said blessor.
Yeah.
But that's how we are. Yeah,
we get caught up in that.
We want to sit down like God is the buffet. Okay, let me see. I don't want that. No, I don't like that. Let me get this over here. You know.
Ooh, we do that, don't we?
Look at this. Verse 18.
Yes.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He wants to reconcile you with Jesus Christ. In other words, he's saying, I want to bring you up to the level that I have my son Jesus on.
Right. Amen.
I want to give you breakthrough after breakthrough. I want to answer your prayers. I want to take care of you. I want to, listen, I love this. Open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you have not room enough to receive.
Yes.
I want to bring you back to myself, but I can't because you won't let this go.
Amen.
I can't give you everything that you desire and need because you're still worshiping something else.
Yes. Talk about it.
You can't have two masters.
Mm.
You can't serve. And a lot of us, that's what we're doing. We're serving two masters.
Yes. Amen.
He said all those things are passed away. Some of us are still answering to the name we were known by in the streets.
Mm.
We said, somebody say, hey, there we go. We like they used to say back in the day in the 70s, you still shucking and jiving. You still behaving like you still out there. God can't get the glory from your life because you still act like you still out there about that life.
Right. Amen. Yes.
But old things are passed away. How do I know you're saved? You don't act like you used to act. You don't walk like you used to walk. You don't talk like you used to walk.
Yeah.
I mean talk. But some of us are still talking the way we used to talk.
And walk. Yes, we are.
My God. Look at this. Amen. It says in my notes, praise God. Amen. This is your chance this year to start over. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us too. We don't want to start over because we know start over means I don't have nothing. I got to start from nothing.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you today, in Jesus Christ, you're not starting from nothing.
Right.
You're starting from abundance. You're starting from healing. You're starting from deliverance. You're starting from restoration. You're starting, Lord have mercy. You're starting out with way before you had, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'm trying to help you today.
Yes.
A lot of times We are so enthralled by stuff that we had in, oh, I used to have a brick house. I used to have four or five cars. I used to have this, that, and the other. But did you have peace? Did you have joy?
Amen.
Or was you always watching your back? Or was you always worried about who was talking about you and who was after you and who was trying to get over on you, who was trying to get your money, who was trying to do this? Let me tell you something. Wouldn't you want to give that up for abundant life? Wouldn't you want to give that, like they say, that fast life up for peace? For being able to sleep at night?
Yes, I do.
New Year's, I could imagine how many people, regardless of Corona, was in the club, was out there while they were shooting. I was laying in my bed on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Before the first. Okay. And it was shooting. I couldn't tell the difference between fireworks or
gun fireworks.
I don't know. Folk drunk, drink, driving crazy. Well, they was driving crazy during the day.
Yes, they were.
Drunk out their mind. Getting mad, upset. I don't even want to watch the news yet. And we on what? It's the third?
Yep.
Don't even want to watch the news yet. My God. But look at this, praise God. Don't you want peace? Amen. Start from scratch. Ain't nothing wrong with starting from scratch with God. Amen.
Yeah.
God is in the business of making things new. He's in the business of rearranging. He's in the business of turning it around. He's in the business, praise God, of changing your name. He's in the business, and when he means changing your name, changing what you're known for.
Right. Amen.
He's in the business, praise God, of making you look like a totally different person. I went back to some pictures of me when I was in the world, and I was like, Jesus, girl, who's you doing?
Yes, yes.
And then
yes.
Looked at pictures of myself today and say, Lord, you something else. He want to restore you.
Restoration.
He want to give back to you the years that the canker worm, palmer worm. Now, all of these, we say these in the word of God because all of these are spirits that draw energy from your life, draw the youth from your life, draw your, listen, because sometimes we think, oh, that's not bothering me. It ain't, I'm out here having fun and I'm out here doing what I want to do. And next thing you know, you look older than you're supposed to look.
Yes.
God will restore you. He will restore your beauty. He will restore your finances. He will restore your family and your household. A lot of men right now depressed because they lost their wife because they was cheating. Let me tell you something. God will give things back when you give your life over to him.
Yes.
And if he don't get that back, he'll give you something better. I'm just saying.
Amen.
But you got to come in and submit your way to him. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
So that you can think different. When you think different, you do different. Come on. You're attracted to different things. You crave different things. Come on. When you think different. Amen.
Yes.
When you talk different, you attract different people. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Exactly. Amen.
I remember when I was in the world, boy, every other word was a curse word and nobody wanted to be around me because I was cussing.
Mm.
Don't let me get some drink in me. Then I'm about to say anything. I'm about to, by the time I finish, your whole self-esteem is in the garbage.
Right.
God had to deal with me. But when I gave my life to Christ, he taught me how to talk to people. He taught me how to love people. He taught me, come on, how to treat my neighbor right. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
But I had to give my life to the one that made me. Amen?
Right.
God is in the business of making things new. He's in the business of healing. Amen? His healing and restoration, amen, is beyond understanding. Some folk will be looking at you saying, he was living in his car. Look at God. Mm-hmm. They can't do nothing but give God the glory.
Exactly.
Ooh, she was looking some type of way a couple of years ago. Look at her now. That's what God does. He'll cause people to look at you and see his glory. He'll cause people to look at you and say, man, whatever it is, she, I want to do it too. Come on.
I want some of that. Give me some of that Jesus.
They said she wasn't going to be nothing. They said she wasn't going to have nothing. I heard she started going to their church and look at that car she driving.
Huh.
Look at where she living.
Yeah, look at the house.
Look at that smile on her face.
Yes, yes, yes.
All of that comes restoration. Come on.
Yes. Yes, talk about
rejuvenation. Come on.
Yeah.
It comes when you submit yourself to the will of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Many folks thought I would be dead by now.
Mm.
But look at God.
But God.
Many folks counted me out. Many folks said that I wasn't good enough for them. But look at God.
But God.
Some folks say, yeah, let me tell you something. Some folks told me I was wasted talent. But look at God.
God
changed my name.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God. Turn my story. Come on. Hallelujah. Turn my test and my trials into a testimony. Come on.
Yes, yes.
What they say, turn my mess into a message. Come on.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter who you used to be. It doesn't matter what you were doing in 2020. Glory to God. What matters is what you do from this point forward. Glory to God. He said in his word, he want to set your feet on a solid foundation.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants your life, praise God. Amen. Focused on him. Watch this. And if you put your life in his hands. Now, I used to sing a song, say, my father is rich with houses and lands. Come on. Hallelujah. So if he's rich with that, amen. Glory to God. And I get close to him. Glory to God. Amen. And he began to favor me. Glory to God. Then that means, praise God, that I have access. Would you like to say that? Access granted, praise God, to some things in my life, praise God. I got access, praise God, to some places that people say that I didn't earn or I don't deserve to be. I got access, glory to God, amen, to some finances, praise God, amen, that the wicked was laying up, praise God. God said he'll give it to the just, glory to God. I got access, glory to God, to healing, glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Talk about it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. But that comes with submission to him. That comes with knowing, amen, that he makes all things new, glory to God.
Yes, yes, he does.
See, we put a band-aid on it. We go in and think we fixed it. We put a band-aid on it. Come on.
Mm.
We treat the symptoms, glory to God. But God will make all things new, praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Woo. You're a new creature, amen. Old things have passed away. Let's look at Colossians 3, 9 through 11. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You turn that for me, Brother James. Hallelujah. Colossians. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the way my husband read. Amen. Well, I got it. Amen. I don't want to hit and got it. Hallelujah. Let's look at 9 through 11. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man.
Yes.
With his deeds.
Yes.
That you have.
Yeah.
I'm not you here. That you have put off the old man.
The old you.
And his deeds.
And what you used to do.
What you used to do. Oh, you got to get boldness and say, I don't do that no more.
I don't do that no more. That ain't me. Look, I have no problem telling people. That ain't me.
That ain't me. I don't do that no more. Watch this. Amen. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen. Mm.
What did it say? Put on. What he's saying is, it's a certain armor. It's a certain outfit. Come on. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. Amen. That we begin to put on.
Clothe you with. He'll clothe you with.
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
But he said it in his word. I clothe you with righteousness.
Amen.
You go ahead the whole list. I clothe you with peace. I clothe you with love. Come on. I clothe you with a heart of flesh instead of a stony heart. I'll change you. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
We used to sing a song all the time. Lord, make me over again.
Mm,
make Lord, make me over again.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
You know my dark side. Lord, you know my faults and my shortcomings. Lord, make me over again. Lord, you know all of my decisions I made that led to destruction. Lord, make me over again. Lord, you know my attitude is bad and I got anger in my heart. Lord, make me over again. Lord, I got bitterness going on. I got resentment and I got abandonment going on. Lord, make me over again. Lord, I don't want to carry this no more. Lord, I don't want to be this person no more. And you said that if you are a part of me, praise God, amen, the old man will pass away and the new man, glory to God, are coming to my life. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
It says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision. It says, barbarian nor centurion, glory to God, bond nor free. But Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
There's none of that. Come on. Christ is in everything. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
Christ
yes.
will do everything, anything, glory to God. He's, listen, with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
That's
yes.
one thing I live off of in my life, that through God, all things are possible. I never tell myself I can't do it. I never, listen, because I know who dwells on the inside of me. If God showed it to me, guess what? He's going to make it happen, glory to God. All I got to do is believe. But you right now in your life, we're talking about new beginnings this morning. We're talking about, amen, that old man go get on somewhere, amen. And that new man coming into your life. The only way you can get that old man to go away, glory to God, you got to receive Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes into your heart and he evicts everything in there that's not of him. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Why can't I get this man out of my spirit? Because you ain't let God in.
Right.
Why can't I move forward and I keep thinking like this? Because you ain't let God into your thoughts, into your mind. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
A lot of folks let God into their heart, but they don't let him into their mind. You say, how is that possible? You ever knew that you weren't supposed to do something, but your heart say, go ahead and do it?
Mm.
You got to let him have all of you. Come on. And sometimes when you can't make decisions, you got to open up your word and say, Lord, show me what to do. Lord, I need an answer. Lord, I've never been in this place before in my life, but Lord, I know that you can direct my path.
Right.
What's the scripture? In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Exactly.
And he will direct your path.
Amen.
The most powerful thing you could ever do in your life is receive Jesus Christ to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And then open up his word, amen, and let him begin to teach you his way. Let him begin to tell you who you are. Because some of y'all don't understand that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath a royal priesthood, praise God.
Yes.
Some
yes.
of us hear it all the time in church, but it's just a routine saying to us.
Right.
But when you really get that thing in your spirit, you'll understand that God has greater for you, praise God. You'll understand that with the new man, it comes some great benefits, glory to God. That old man drug you down. Low as it can get you, praise God. But this new man, praise God. This yes. new man, you somebody ought to get in their spirit. This new man in 2020, glory to God, hallelujah. We got higher heights and deeper depths to go in Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
God got some promises for your life. He has some promises for your life, praise God. And I want you to seek his face, praise God. You already know him. You've already received him to yourself, praise God. Well, now's the time, praise God. You know you're not where you need to be. Let me tell y'all something. When I read this word, I had to repent.
Yes.
I had to ask God to take some things out of my spirit. I had to ask God to take some things out of my language, out of my mouth. Come on. And then I had to ask God, Lord, where did it come from? Where did I pick it up from? So I know not to go there again. Come on. This is a new year. Are you ready to walk in the newness of life? Do you want him for real? Are you ready to stop panhandling him?
Huh.
Asking him, I will work for food. I will work for a car. I will bless the people for a blessing. Come on. Mm-hmm. Are you tired of panhandling God and really want him for real?
Talk about it. Amen.
Some of y'all are saying, man, come on. That means this word is for you. In 2020, you want everything that God has for you. You don't want nothing tainted. You don't want nothing secondhand. You don't want nothing off the clearance rack. You want it all the way from God, brand spanking new. Come on, yes. hallelujah. Like they say, you want a house built from the ground up. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
You want a house, what does it say? To a building not made by man. Yes. I want a building that ain't made by man. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want all that God has for me. And you can get it today. Hallelujah. All you got to do, and this ain't an infomercial. Come on. All you got to do is receive Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All you got to do is lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, I receive you.
Lord, I receive you.
Say, Lord, yes. Lord, forgive me for yes. all my sin that yes. I have committed. Forgive yes, me. For drug addiction and violating this body that you gave
yes,
me. Lord,
yes.
forgive me for lying. Forgive me for harboring hatred. Forgive yes, me, Father God, hallelujah, for the things that I have did to other people. Forgive me, Father God, for being a tale bearer, glory to God, gossiping
yes.
and lying.
Yes.
Lord, forgive me, Glory to God. Hallelujah. For backbite. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, I want to be, oh, Lord, have mercy, all that you called me to be.
Yes, Father.
Lord, I want to know what you designed me for.
Yes,
I want to know what the true call on my life is, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, take all of these things away from me. Hallelujah.
Right now, Lord.
And, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Yes,
I know that you died on the cross for me.
Yes.
I know, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you rose on the third day. Hallelujah.
Mm.
As a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up.
Yes.
Lord, I receive your baptism of the Holy Ghost this morning.
Yes,
I receive your hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, come on into their lives. Glory to God. Sanctify them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Cleanse them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And lead them, God, and guide them to a church. Glory to God. Our ministry that will give them the word. Hallelujah. And that will let them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Lord, we thank you for it this morning.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Now, thank
you. Oh, we glorify your mighty name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Oh, for the great things that you have done.
Because
we couldn't have did it without you, Father God.
But God.
We couldn't have did it without you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient concerning us, Father God.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And we know, Father God, that if it was not for you,
if it had not been for you,
we wouldn't be here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We knew that if it was not for you, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. We would not be here today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But because you love us,
because
you love us, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So at this time, praise God, if you need a place, amen, to serve him, amen, a church home, amen, we welcome you, amen.
Yes,
do you want to say anything, Brother Daniels?
Yeah, I just want to thank God for the word that was passed along this morning. We ask that it fall on good ground, and what that means is that it falls on your heart and it prospers and flourishes in your heart, and that it manifests itself in your life, because you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears.
That it bears, amen.
And if you want to be a good tree or find a good tree, find good fruit.
Amen.
You know, so we want the fruit in our life to be good, and remember that the fruit is not for the tree. It's for those who come to eat from the tree.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So be a blessing to others and bear good fruit in your life.
Amen.
And only through Jesus Christ and the word of God can you bear good fruit. So get in your book, the one true book, and learn the Lord for yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That was a good word. Amen. Get him for yourself. Amen.
Yes.
Stop worrying about folk around you. Get him for yourself. Let me tell y'all something. My husband came to church with me. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. He came to church with me. Praise God. A lot of women, they say they're going to find their husband this year. You never know what people wrote on their list. Amen. But let me tell you something. If he want to find you, let him find you in God. Amen.
Yes.
If you want a good husband, let him find you in God. Hallelujah. You don't go out there trying to find him. Let him find you in God. And you'll get that provider. And you'll get that one that will protect. You'll get that one that'll seek God's face with you. You'll get that one that'll pray with you. You'll get that one, praise God, that'll understand your prayer time. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We love you here at Eagles United Ministry again. If any of you would like to be a part of our service, all you do is inbox either James Daniels, that's Elder Daniels over here, or me. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will, praise God, keep in contact with you.
Yes.
Next week, praise God, we're going to be out in the field, praise God.
Yes.
We're out in the field sowing seeds, praise God. Amen.
Blessing
lives, praise God, and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Lord.
If you want to be a part of that as well, let us know. Amen. Like I said, special thanks to Rita. God used Rita to ignite that fire. Amen. Again, in my life, praise God. And I thank God for her. We want to say that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares?
God cares.
God bless you.
Amen.